So we're going to talk more about the rest. You know, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Therefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years." So in the Old Testament, they saw the marvelous things of God. They saw him open the Red Sea. They saw the Pharaoh tempted with all of the plagues of Egypt. And they saw mighty miracles. But they still couldn't believe in God, and they couldn't trust in him that he was capable of looking after them. When they went into the land of Canaan, or they were about to, they feared because of the giants. And they said, "We're not doing that." And they had to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years because God was unhappy with them, because they didn't trust in him. If you want to enter into his rest, if you want to enter into his provision, you have to trust in God. They saw his works, they saw his miracles, but they still couldn't do it. Now, I don't know what sort of church you've been in, and maybe you've never seen miracles, never seen healings, never seen anything. You've just seen church. Well, if you start praying in the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will take away all of the unbelief and all of the doubt, and will give you faith, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It'll keep you in the love of God. You'll find that in Jude verse 19 and 20. So these people, they couldn't enter into the promises of God because of unbelief. And that's the problem with us. If we have unbelief, we don't believe that God is capable of looking after us with all his stuff. God is big. He created all the universes. We know him. We've heard it a million times. We need to actually believe it. And the only way you're really going to believe it is if the Holy Spirit transforms your mind so that you believe. By praying in tongues, he will give you faith. He will give you hope. He'll give you the ability to believe. By praying in tongues, you'll build yourself up on your most holy faith. Not just your average faith, but your most holy faith. And you'll enter into the rest. So what is this rest? Well, it's ceased from your own action. Not just action, only your own action. So it is, you have ceased from your own efforts, from your own action. And you're resting in God's action. You're resting in God's machinery, in God's operation, the operation of the kingdom of God around you. That's why Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you." God wants to give you, he wants to provide for you in every possible way that you can imagine. But you have to enter into Jesus, into that machinery, into that functionality, whatever you want to call it, that operation of the kingdom of God, so that you can take advantage of that. And you cease from your own action, which means not that you don't speak to people about Jesus or you don't go about doing your business, but you cease trying to forcefully promote your own self or promote the kingdom of God. It will flow out of you if you're full of God. You don't have to force anything. You don't have to do too much work at all. You know, the Bible says we're not saved by works, but faith without works is dead. So faith, when God says to you, "I want you to do something," you do it. That's faith with works. Works that God has organized. So that's action that God has organized. But you cease from your own action, your own ideas, your own plans. You know, the Bible says, let us not say, let's go into this town or that town and buy or sell this. But if God be willing, if that's God's will. So you learn to walk in God's will. You learn to hear him by the Holy Spirit. and then you are guided by the Holy Spirit, and the machinery or the operation or the functionality of the kingdom of God is wrapped around you and it flows like water. And you cease from your own works. I used to go out and knock on hundreds and hundreds. I knocked on thousands of doors and I got some result. But you know, when I entered into God completely and fully and I gave up church life or church functionality, which is just circling around and around, I just decided to really go for it. See if all of these things in the Bible are true. So I started praying for 5 hours a day. And I kept going for 5 years. And I saw absolutely fantastic things. Changed my life. I realized that the kingdom of God is real, powerful, and vast. And it is quite capable. God is quite capable of looking after the most intricate parts of your life. All you've got to do is just get full of Him. Is be in Him, be in Jesus, be hid in Him, be clothed in Him, and then He will walk in you. And you will move and have your being in Him, not in your own self. It's that easy. But nobody wants to do it because that's scary. Going and letting somebody else look after the most intricate parts of your life, that's pretty scary. But you know, if you sit down and pray, God will take away the fear and He will give you hope. He'll give you faith and He'll give you confidence that He is capable of doing it. I tried it. It worked for me and I've helped other people do the same thing. And guess what? It's worked for them. So I haven't found anybody yet who has purposely, properly and, you know, with everything they can go after God and not find Him. I haven't found anybody. Now, there are people who half-baked and, you know, do half an effort. And as soon as they hit a bit of a lump or a hump or a bit of a roadblock, they back up and they just say, I'm out of here. Well, that's up to them. The enemy wants to keep you in the ditch. He wants to keep you out of the blessing of God. He wants to keep you out of that rest. He wants to keep you on the treadmill going round and round and round, operating in dead works. That's works that are not alive. They're dead works. They're works that God hasn't organized. They're works that are not blessed by God. They're works that are not going to get you anything. They might get you something in a natural sense, but they're not going to get you anything in the spiritual sense. And the kingdom of God operates over this natural realm. You know, if you operate from the kingdom of God position, then you have greater power over this natural realm. And I'm talking about every part of this natural realm. I'm talking about healing, finances, marriage, relationships, business. I'm talking about every single aspect of this natural realm. The spiritual realm has precedence. It has a higher power. It functions and controls and has created this natural realm. It is greater than this natural realm. So you would obviously go after and operate from the greater position. That's a very logical thing to do. But there's a lot of people who don't want to do that because the enemy stands at the doorway and won't let them in. He won't let them into Jesus. He won't let them into the functionality of the Holy Spirit in their life. Instead, he tries to keep them playing church, playing religion, playing whatever they can, chasing ghosts, chasing shadows, chasing programs that never seem to really bear fruit. But you keep going because, well, you don't want to give up on God. The only problem is you're going the wrong way. You know, if you would just stop and just let the Holy Spirit take control of your life, you can't just sit there on a seat and just say, okay, Holy Spirit, take over my life, and just sit there and stare into space. It's not going to work. The Holy Spirit says, okay, I'll take over your life, but you need to do something. You need to partner with me so that we can get this thing fixed up. So what do? You pray in the Holy Spirit. You let Him formulate the language in your mouth so that you can be blessed. You let him create the prayer that is perfectly tailored for your life. And God answers that prayer. And then you start moving. You start getting understanding. You start receiving knowledge and understanding from God. And he starts asking you to do things. And you are faithful and you start doing them. And then he provides the power and ability. He gives you the dunamis dynamite power and the azusis power, the capability of doing it. Okay, so there's ability and power, right? So that's how it works. It's very simple. But you know, if we continually try to think God out in our natural mind, we'll never get there because the natural mind is enmity against God. It can't understand God. You have to have a spiritual mind. Your mind has to be fed by the spirit realm, by the Holy Spirit. And if you do that, then he'll give you instruction and then you'll hear him and then you'll start moving forward. What he will do is when you start praying in tongues is he will start going against all the competing voices in your head that are telling you all the different things to do that don't work. And then he's going to go after them and he's going to put tape over their mouth. He's going to stop them. And you're only going to be starting to hear his voice. And then you're going to be led by him. And then you're going to walk in abundant life. And you're going to have access to the realm of the kingdom of God. And that's the strategy that all Christians have to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and all these things will be added unto you. Put Jesus first when it comes to all of your ideas on life and your theology and whatever you think the kingdom of God is about, whatever formulation you've come up with from other people. Why don't you go sit down and say, God, if there's other things that are wrong in my theology, my understanding, will you fix them up so that I can move forward? Because these thinkings that don't work are keeping me in the ditch. They're keeping me from accessing the promises of God. So you sit down, you pray in tongues, and you rest in him. You know, it's funny, I keep telling people, sit down, have a cup of tea, put the air conditioner on, and just pray in tongues. I'm trying to tell them, if they will let the Holy Spirit do all the work, they will enter into the rest. They will cease from their own works, from their own agenda, and they will walk in the rest. They will move and have their being in the rest. And that's how it works. You know, if you're in the rest, if you're in the rest of God, then you've ceased from your own works, your own ideas. And God can give you his ideas and his works, which are not dead works, but live works, full of life, which will give you a reward, which will bless you and bless other people. And your life will be a blessing to other people because you are not having them walk in the same dead works that you walk in. You'll walk in life. And life more abundantly. The enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to kill every opportunity in your life when it comes to the kingdom of God. He wants to destroy your faith because it's not working. The enemy has nothing good for you at all. It's time that you bow your knee to God through the Holy Spirit and be led by Jesus rather than the enemy. Now, the enemy disguises himself as an angel of light. In the form of a nice, glorious, churchy type organization. And if they're not doing the word of God, if they're not sending you to God through the Holy Spirit, then they're really not worth two bob. They're not worth anything. They're not worth 20 cents. They're nothing. You know, all they'll do is have you for years and years and years going along doing the same old thing, seeing the same stuff, and never moving from the position that you're in, thinking this is all there is. No, the kingdom of God is massive, it's vast, and it's powerful. And when I put my hand up in the air, when hail comes, hail doesn't come near me. That's pretty cool. I never thought I'd be able to do that, but I do it without even thinking now. When people are sick, they say, I've got this sickness. I said, that's okay, come over here. I don't ever think, oh, I hope it's going to work. I hope they get healed. No. No, that doesn't even... That doesn't even come into my head. Now, some people don't get healed, but I know that it's up to them. I've done my bit. I got full of God. And if they're not willing to receive the healing or keep the healing, if they're not willing to stay in faith, well, I can't walk for them. But I can provide the power of God for them. And if they take advantage of it, and if they open their heart up, and if they allow God to work through them and heal them and fix their marriage up and fix their life up and fix their business up, if they will allow that rather than abandon or run or backpedal or whatever you want to call it, or throw the towel in, well, they come to me again and they say, "Can you help me?" I say, "That's okay, you fell in the ditch. Come back here, I'll pray for you again." And then they do it again. And then some of them just say, "Look, I'm not doing this." They keep throwing the towel in, or they say, "I'm not doing this. I'm not throwing the towel in anymore. I'm going to go forward in victory." So they either pick a choice, they pick a position. After they've gone along and the enemy's chomped on them, and they either do two things. They either break through or they give up. Now, we don't encourage anybody to give up. We say, keep coming. So we keep coming. We keep praying for them. But there's a few that give up. You know, the people that come to my website are not people that want to give up. People who come to my website, listen to these podcasts, are not people who want to play church. They're not people who just don't really care whether they get the victory or not. They just like Christianity or like church. That's all they want. They don't come to my website, or they don't stay long, because we talk about victory. We show you how to enter into the rest of God and how to let God do all the victory for you. Let him fight your fights. We show them. And the enemy, he gets stuck into some of them, and all hell breaks loose in their life, but that's okay. We're there, we pray, and the enemy gets chased off. But people who are only interested in church, they don't stick around near us much at all. They take off pretty quick. So we really sort out the sheep from the goats from our website. Our website is not designed for wishy-washy Christians. Now, if you're a little baby Christian, you know nothing, that don't matter to us. As long as you're willing to go forward, then you're welcome here. You'll get the victory. We'll show you how to walk in power. From the day you get baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll show you how to walk in victory. We'll show you how to grow effectively. So I know that when I'm speaking to you, I know that you are serious about getting something done. I know, because, you know, people just don't hang around us. In the world, they don't, Christian people don't hang around us who just want to play church. The only people that hang around us are ones who want to get on fire, who got a fire in their belly and they can't stop it, and they just want it to get out. And they have been frustrated all these years trying to figure out how to get this victory, how to walk in this thing that God has put inside them. And we show them, and they walk in victory. They break through. And they walk in the power of God. They walk in the ability of the Holy Spirit. And they see wonderful things. And they start ministering to people. And people start getting their victory. And they show them. They replicate exactly what happened to them. And they teach people to enter into the rest. We get people who we minister to. They get it. They say, "I get it. I get it. I get it." Say, "Praise the Lord." But they still chase other ministries and other ideas until they realize that, you know, these ideas are wasting their time, and they just go after God. So they abandon all of these other ministries that just don't do anything. I mean, they come to the town, they pray for people, people get healed, and they leave. And the people are left with, some of them are left with healing and some of them are not, but they're never told how to get out of the ditch themselves. They just have to wait on the next man of God to come to the town. We don't teach people that. We teach people how to pull down things from heaven themselves, how that they can access the kingdom of God themselves, and they don't have to rely on anybody else but Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Now, it's okay to be ministered to by somebody who's a man of God, but they're becoming scarce as hen's teeth. They're becoming rare, because we're in the last days. The Bible says men's hearts will grow cold. The Bible says many shall fall away, shall depart from the faith. You know, they might walk around saying they're Christians, but they truly have departed from the faith. They might go to church every Sunday, but they've truly departed from the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. So, I want to show you how to enter into the rest. If you just continue on this website, the best thing you can do is sit down and pray. Pray in tongues. And if you can't pray in tongues for hours, like I did, then pray in tongues for 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. And ask God for the grace, the free unmerited favor, to give you the ability to pray longer. I'll say it again. This is a key, a big key. If you can't pray for a long period of time, more than 5 minutes or 10 minutes, ask God for the grace, that's the free unmerited favor, to be able to pray longer. And he'll give you that grace. He'll give that ability. He'll push aside anything that stops you. That you start praying for any more than 5 or 10 minutes, you start getting agitated, irritated, whatever you want to call it, jumpy. Well, that's not God. That's the enemy trying to stop you from praying any longer. But if you pray and you ask for God for the grace, right, which Paul asked, because his grace is sufficient for you. It's all you need to get the victory, is his power, is his free unmerited favor. You ask God for the ability to be able to pray longer. He'll give it to you, and you will walk. It'll be like walking through a park. It'll be a breeze. You'll find it, the time will go quick. You'll find it'll be just a joyful time. And you'll go, what happened? Because God gave you the grace, the free unmerited favor, to get the job done, so that you can walk out of darkness into victory by the Holy Spirit. Okay, we'll leave it there.